IPS Board faces a dramatic 2015, a year in which the district is expected to regain control of Arlington High School, and Superintendent Lewis Ferriby continues pushing for novel ways to improve schools. But the board continues to face age-old challenges, cutting spending, retaining and attracting top teachers, and increasing student achievement. Diane Arnold is the longest-serving IPS commissioner. She is hopeful the new board will find common ground and find solutions.
You know, the last thing we want to do as a group is have division among ourselves, because then that takes the focus, and I think that's what's happened too much in the past, is whatever personal issues were going on clearly took attention away from the job that we should have been doing, which was to improve education for our children.
Tonight, the 7-member board will be sworn in, including 3 new commissioners who each ousted an incumbent member in the November election, an election that at times pitted traditional public school supporters against those favoring stronger reforms. Arnold expects some of Ferriby's plans that were vetoed by the previous board could find support with the new members. Those include a program with the National Teach Plus group and a new school curriculum designed as part of a Mind Trust fellowship.
What happened in the past, and there's nothing to say that votes that did not go the way that the superintendent would have liked them to have gone can't be brought back up as a recommendation.
The meeting is 6 p.m. tonight at the IPS main office. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.